This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
I'm Megan Lynch. Sunday night, a somber one at the Soulard Bar known as Bastille. Owners shared with patrons that bartender Chuck Perino Jr. had been found dead in rural Bunker Hill, Illinois. The Macoupin County Coroner's Office says an autopsy will be performed today. Police took 57-year-old Gerald Stiltz into custody early Sunday for concealment of a homicide. A Senate bill to create a Missouri hotline to report illegal immigrants will be heard in committee today.
Rewards are a huge part of law enforcement's way of getting serious leads.
Missouri State Senator David Gregory introduced the bill to create a certified bounty hunter program and a Missouri number for citizens to call and to report illegal immigrants for a reward up to $1,000.
We are simply providing more resources for what is already being done. My understanding is tip line started under President Obama. President Obama. And President Obama deported more illegal immigrants than any president today.
Republicans' bill says that if someone is in the U.S. illegally and is caught, they will be barred from getting a driver's license, from voting, receiving government assistance, and they will not be allowed to become a legal resident of Missouri. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
After photos of ICE agents in St. Louis started popping up across social media yesterday, KMOX reached out to the St. Louis City Police Department to see if it had been involved in any deportation arrests. SLMPD spokesman Mitch McCoy says the department has not been asked to participate in any potential federal operation related to immigration enforcement. ICE does have a field office in St. Louis. KMOX is waiting to hear back about any operations that did take place. As KMOX told you on Friday, a nepotism charge has been dropped against St. Louis County Councilman Dennis Hancock. That decision not sitting well with the St. Louis County Councilor, Dana Tucker Redwing.
Tucker Redwing released a statement citing deep concerns about the characterization of the office's role in the Quo Warranto matter. Tucker Redwing says she has an ethical obligation to report violations of law when they come to her attention. And when she became aware of Mr. Hancock's constitutional violation, she acted not as his attorney, but in her capacity as a St. Louis County Councilor, following all proper legal procedures. She goes on to say, in accordance with the Missouri Supreme Court and Missouri State statute, the Quo Warranto action was properly filed by then prosecuting attorney Wesley Bell, who determined there was sufficient evidence to proceed. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
The first Rams settlement bill saw downtown St. Louis set to receive $300 million. Revisions to the compromise bill have cut that number to nearly a third.
The compromise bill allocates $60 million to downtown, with the business community matching one-to-one. Downtown Alderwoman Kara Spencer says falling below the original $100 million commitment to downtown is costing the city.
The private sector has come, with the willingness to two-to-one match if we can put $100 million downtown. And so anything less than that is clearly leaving an enormous amount of investment on the table.
This Friday, the Board of Aldermen will debate amendments and hold their first vote on the Rams settlement compromise bill. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
The Major K Squad will have a press conference this afternoon to release charges against three suspects in connection with last week's murder of a Collinsville woman. 32-year-old Portia Rowland was shot in the neck and killed while she was warming up her car last Tuesday. Police arrested the three suspects Saturday. A state lawsuit holding China responsible for its role in the COVID-19 pandemic will be heard today in southeast Missouri.
State Attorney General Andrew Bailey says he wants to hold the country accountable for, quote, unleashing COVID-19. On the world. A news release says he's seeking $25 billion in damages. The federal civil trial will take place this afternoon at the federal courthouse in Cape Girardeau. The lawsuit was first filed 5 years ago. It accuses China of thwarting the production of personal protective equipment and other medical supplies during the pandemic. Bailey says the state won a key victory in the case last year, so he's feeling confident heading into trial. Julie Carpenter, KMOX News.
There's a better chance your child's teacher is going to stay put next year and not leave their district or even the profession. Assistant Missouri Education Commissioner Paul Katnick says retention is up among all groups except for first-year teachers, so the state is expanding its focus on them.
It's not just, we'll help you in the fall when you first take the job and then good luck. It's more, we'll see you throughout your first year and your second year.
From the KMOX Business Desk, after 16 years in the Shaw neighborhood, Sweet Art Bake Shop and Cafe is moving and opening a second location. The vegan bakery and eatery needed more space, so it will move into the ground floor of the Coronado on Lindell across from St. Louis University. The extra room will allow Sweet Art to expand its menu and its hours. Additionally, Sweet Art opening a stall in the City Foundry Food Hall.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.